Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch whose flame is the imprisoned lightning and her name. Mother of exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor, the twin cities' frame. Keep ancient lands your storied pomp, cries she, with silent lips, bring me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these the home tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
Isaiah 5.
My beloved head, a vineyard planted with good vines, built a watchtower above it and waited for the wine. The fertile soil, when the time came, yielded only wild grapes. Oh, Jerusalem, did we falter? Have we like sheep gone astray? Did we wander? Did we wander? Did we wander? We're strangers. Did we welcome strangers in? Did we build a wall around us to keep us safe from them? Did we wander? Thank you. So this is based on Isaiah 52, and this has a part in it that that you all can sing along with me if you're so inclined. And it goes like this.
Awake, awake, O Zion, awake, awake, O Zion, awake.
Awake, awake, O Zion, awake, awake, O Zion, awake. Wanna try that?
Awake, awake, O Zion, awake, awake, O Zion, awake. How beautiful the feet of the messenger who announces peace. Awake, awake, O Zion, awake, awake, O Zion, awake. O you who once were slaves, once were foreigners in a foreign place. Awake, awake, O Zion, awake, awake, O Zion, awake. Sentinels are singing, the Lord is near. Awake, awake, O Zion, awake, awake, O Zion. Arise, put on your strength, yourselves in splendid clothes array. Awake, awake, O Zion, awake, awake, O Zion.
Sounded beautiful. Isaiah 9.
You walking in darkness, you living in the land of night, you have seen a light. You walking in darkness, you who are living in the land of night, you have seen a light. Boots worn in battle, coats rolled in blood will be fuel for the fire. Walking in darkness.
us a child is born, a son is given, the Prince of Peace, who shattered the yoke of burden, broke the oppressor's rod for you, who are walking in darkness, you who are living in land of night, you have seen a light, you who are walking in darkness, you who are living in the land of night, you have seen a light.
Thank you. Well, this is a song that is actually the only one on the record that's not from Isaiah. It's from Micah. And it ends with a very familiar passage, but it begins with the part that precedes the familiar passage that you might not be as familiar with. I wasn't at all familiar with it, and I was very surprised by this conversation between God and the people. Listen to what the Lord said. Rise up and plead your case to the mountains. Let the hills hear your voice. The Lord has a case against his people. My people, what have I done? How have I burdened you? I brought you out of Egypt, redeemed you from the land of slavery, sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, that you your wealthy are full of violence. Your mouths are full of lies. Lord, what shall bring you, my firstborn, for the sins of my soul? Would you be pleased with 1,000 rams or 10,000 rivers of oil? What shall I bring you? What shall I bring you? What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness? What does the Lord require of you but to walk humbly with your God? Thank you. That passage actually happens twice in the Bible, once in Micah and once in Isaiah, pretty much the same, pretty close. So it must be important. And this is Isaiah 43.
Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the warrior. I will make a way in the wilderness. Says the Lord, don't dwell on former things, don't live in the past, for behold, I'm doing a new thing. Oh, can't you see that? I will make a wilderness away, in the wilderness.
Comfort, comfort my people. Speak soft to Jerusalem. Tell her she has served her term and her penalty is paid. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Every valley lifted up, every mountain laid low, and the crooked made straight, and the rough places plain. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare. Lift up your voice with praise. Lift it up and do not fear, for the Lord your God is near. And a voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord.
This is Isaiah 35.
Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. Your God will come. Blind eyes will be opened, deaf ears will hear, your God will come, your God will come. And then the lame will leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will rush from the wilderness and streams from the desert. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. Your God will come. And in the hall where jackals once lay, grass and reeds will grow. Water will rush from the wilderness and streams from the desert. And then the lame will leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Your God will come. Your God will come. your God will come. Spring out from the branch of Jesse. From its roots will bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The leopard will lie down with the goat. Wolf will lie down with the lamb. The ox and the lion will graze together. And a little child will lead them. On God's holy hill, there will be nothing harmful or evil. The world will be as full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The wolf will lie down with the lamb. The ox and the lion will graze together. And a little child will lead them. Child will lead them.
Thank you so much for listening tonight. It's been a real pleasure coming for you. Thank you. Thanks for coming.